Okay, everyone, we are starting a little early because we are going to go on Facebook Live. And Mark is going to read some scriptures for us before we start the program with Kevin. So I'm going to Facebook Live as we speak and getting that set up. Kevin McHugh will be doing the teaching tonight on part four of the Samaritan woman. Let's see. Good evening, Facebook Live. We're glad you joined us tonight. We're going to have a special meeting tonight with Kevin McHugh. And I'm going to take my cap off, I guess. I don't believe in head coverings for men. Okay. And we're going to just brush my hair so you don't have to look at my hair falling down the face. It's funny when you're brushing your hair in front of the computer because it's not a mirror image, so it doesn't look right. Okay. All right, now, Mark is going to read some scripture for us, and then we're going to start the program. I'm going to check to make sure. Okay, Toronto, welcome aboard. And guests to welcome as well. Toronto, am I coming through okay? Toronto, can you hear me okay? Not bad. Okay. That means not real good. I'm wondering if I should... Is that any better at all? Yes, good. Okay, yeah. Sometimes if you just move the mic around a little bit, you can get a little bit better. I've got it on a remote mic, so and I talk to you live with us as well. Mark, I'm going to stand up and read the scripture here, Felix.
Second Timothy 4:11-16. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with me, for he is prop with me in ministry. And Tychius have I sent to Ephesus, both that I sent to Troas and Sardis. And thou comest bring with thee in the books, the special parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Of whom be thou aware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge.
Thank you, Mark. Now, that was my son, who is now 42 years old, read the scriptures tonight. God has really helped him. I want to invite Leon Kennedy, who's joined us, Rosemarie Lateness, who's joined us, John from Toronto, who's joined us on Talk Show, and also I'm expecting Kevin to join us here shortly. He's going to be doing the teaching tonight on the Samaritan Woman Part 4. Now we're going to sing some songs, and what I have been handed, let's see if I can get to scoot over, you won't be in the picture. Okay, there you are. We'll move this candle out of the way. This little box over here. That way you can see my lovely wife. Tomorrow, my lovely wife and I will have been married 44 years. And so it's a delightful time for us. To trying to see. Mark, can you put your foot down for while we're doing this? Good, that's good. Trying to get Mom in here so she can be seen. Okay, now. Move this over a little bit here. Ooh. Excuse me while we get a little housekeeping here. There we go. There we go. Okay. Now, anyone that comes on Talk Shoe, just bear with us. You don't flee. Don't flee from the program if you come on. I will unmute your mics as soon as we're through singing. Okay? The first song that we're going to sing is 164 in the old school hymnal. That's called Conquering Love. And I'll have Mark start that for us.
Voice of my beloved, say it sweetly said to me, arise, my love, the world forsake, and come away with me. For all the winter now is past, the chilly winds are o'er. The sweet springtime has come at last, the sun shines out once more. The flowers now are sending out the breath of sweet perfume. The hillsides echo with the shout, and birds their songs resume. The turtle dove lifts up her voice to sing her maker's praise. Come now and let your heart rejoice, your voice in rapture raise. The fig tree put forth her feet, the vines with grapes about. The buds adore the tender twigs, the hills and the grass are brown. Arise, my love, and come away, my fair one, hear my voice. In darkness now no longer shake, holy life rejoice. It's my desire to dwell below, within my husband's friend. And when from this thing world I go, his abode is sin. There amid that holy throne, I hope to find a place, while endless ages roll along, to rest in his embrace.
By the way, that psalm is taken from Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verses 8 through 13. Now, before we go to the next song, I'm just going to check to see how we're doing here on Talk Shoe. I want to welcome aboard Asif Kalin. Hope you're doing well this evening, brother. And I also want to this the last time I was watching you, it just cut me off. This time you keep freezing, thinking it's my connection. We'd love to hear a full study. Okay, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do for you, Rosemary, right now. I'm going to put a link to our audio, because we always put our audios on here for you, and you can get all the studies off of that. SermonAudio.com /housechurch, and that will give you 12 years. That'll get your boat loaded for you. SermonAudio.com/housechurch, and I just posted that for you on Facebook, okay? And I hope that helps you. Now, it's not video, but it is most of them are good audio sound, good audio. Not all of them, but most of them are good audio quality. And sometimes we do have challenges. Kevin, what I'm going to need for you to do is the same thing you did last night. is I need for you to go ahead. Okay, let me see if you're on talk show yet. Yes, 562. Okay, is that you, Kevin?
Hi, Larry.
Okay. Kevin is on Facebook again, and he needs to call in on talk show.
I don't know why.
Yeah, you need to call in like you did last night on TalkShoe. We're already started recording. It should bring you right in like you did last night.
I don't know why he's going to Facebook instead of TalkShoe. I don't understand that.
Yeah, well, anyway, Kevin, if you want to come on and join us on Facebook, on TalkShoe, then we can go ahead and get you started on that for your program. Just to remind everybody, the TalkShoe phone number is 605-562-0444. 605-562-0444. The ID for the program is 140414. 140414, and then just put in £1, and that you should be with us. Okay. So also, I want to welcome aboard Aziz Kalem, Leon Kennedy, Rosemary Layton Threadgill, Caleb Crabtree, and we have other guests joining us here. Can't see everybody right now, but I will be checking in to try to access who all else is on the program with us as we move forward here. Okay, we also have David Albord joined. David Albord and so I'm going to see if Kevin has tried to come back in with us yet. I want to welcome guest 5. And he's viewing only. It's not on. It's not calling in. I'm not sure what the issue is on this. Toronto, welcome aboard as well. So we've got a number of guests coming on. We're going to sing a Psalm 25C, and then it will be 6 o'clock and ready to start. We're going to sing this out of the Psalter 25C, and I'll keep watching for you, Kevin. And if you call in on the program, I will unmute your mic so that you'll be able to join us. 25C. And we're looking at page 69 in the Psalter. And Mark, you can start that one again.
The Lord is just, the way of sinners show, the meek and just the evil guide, and make his path you know. All pathways of the Lord are truth and mercy sure. To such a keep his covenant and testimony sure. Now for thy own they say, O Lord, I be entreat to pardon my iniquity. For it is very great. Who fears the Lord is taught the way to understand. His soul shall ever dwell in peace. Is he possessing land? The secret of the Lord shall all who fear him know. The knowledge of his covenant he unto them will show. My eyes upon the Lord continually are set, for it shall report my
Okay, let's see if Brother Kevin has been able to access our platform on TalkShoe. Doesn't look like he is.
Did you say he was going to Facebook, Larry?
Yeah.
Larry?
Yes, Larry? I did. Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Did you say he was going to Facebook instead of TalkShoe? Or using his phone? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he... Can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to make sure you could hear me. Yeah, he was on Facebook, and he said, I'm here. Well, I cannot get him on Facebook, obviously, and I don't know why. That's what he did the last time, but he needs to be going to TalkShoe.
It's like I do. Yeah, I don't know why he's doing that. It's causing problems. I don't know why he's doing that the way we've always done it before. I don't know why he's doing that. It doesn't make any sense.
Okay. Well, we'll hopefully get it squared away here.
Okay.
I promised to send Andrew a link.
Okay.
I think he's wanting to watch it. There's some people that are asking to be able to watch it on Facebook because they want to see the video. And I understand that. So, I'm going to send Andrew a link so he can watch the video on Facebook as well.
Okay. I sent Kevin an email saying, why are you going to Facebook when we're on TalkShoe? Larry said that you are going to Facebook. So I told him, why are you doing that? Sometimes he doesn't.
Yeah. That's all right. We all have our issues at times. I know I do. You know what they do? Well, I know what I call it. For me, it's sometimers. Okay. Okay. Let's see what we've got here. Yes, 5, Toronto. Yes, 2. Okay. I don't see Kevin here. Let's see.
I wonder about his rationality sometimes.
Okay, well, we are live, so let's be careful what we say, Mark. Okay.
Okay.
But we're going out to the whole world, okay? So
okay.
Facebook in every country. So anyway, it's important that we are on time. I like to be on time. It's 6:05. If we don't hear from Brother Kevin, we'll probably have to continue on another way until we are able to access him on the program like last time. Hopefully it won't be as long as it was last time, so he can actually get on board. I want to make a couple announcements before we start. Just so everybody knows, Saturday night we're going to be doing a special conference call. I have another platform on Google Hangouts, and I'm going to invite a number of people to join us at 6:00 Central Time. If you have an interest in joining us on that format, I'm going to post my email for you now on Facebook. It's Roth Miller Stewart. gmail.com, and everybody on Facebook can see it now. And if you're interested in joining us for the conference call, I will send you a link for that, and you can join us. We can have up to 25 people on that video call. So I just sent that out to everybody. I don't know how many are available. A lot of people out of country at 6:00 Central Time. A lot of our friends in Kenya and Uganda and India, that's about 8:00, 9:00 in the morning. About 9:00, in the morning instead of 6:00 at night. So, yes, go ahead.
That's on Saturday the 25th, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And, And we're going to basically, that's just going to be a fellowship call, what I call a meet and greet. We'll meet each other on the call. We'll be able to see each other face-to-face on the call. And I'll be able to introduce each other to our friends and just kind of get to know. It'll probably be, depending on how many are on the call, it's just more of a fellowship. It's what it amounts to. That's Saturday night, 6 o'clock in the evening. And like I said, for our people out of town, it'll be a breakfast call. But for the people across the pond, it'll be a breakfast call. But for us, it'll be a dinner call. Okay. I kid around with the people on our devotionals in the morning. We have what we call a breakfast club, but a lot of people are having supper. Okay, so all right. Let's see if I haven't heard anything else from Kevin. I'm not sure what's going on with him.
I'm not either. I don't know why he's going to Facebook.
I'm sending him another note.
I sent him an email too. Yeah.
I sent him out a link, so I'm not sure what's going on with Kevin.
I'm not either.
Okay, there's someone trying to call in now. From Tennessee. I'm not gonna take that call because it'll interrupt our other call. So I'm gonna ignore that call from Tennessee. Right now we're on live on TalkShoe.
If Kevin doesn't show up, I've got my King James right here and we can read John 11 if you want to.
Yeah, we'll come up with something here. I'm just kind of waiting in the wings. It's 10 after. We've given him 10 minutes to try to access here.
Right.
See if he responds.
He's usually always on time. But I'll be happy to read scripture for you anytime, Larry.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Tonight, until we hear from Kevin, what I'd like to do is I'd kind of like to shift gears a little bit, and I'd like to read a passage of scripture that I have found very interesting, especially over the last couple months. We've read this many times before on sermon audio over the years, and it's been a really kind of an eye-opener for me. A lot of people don't like this passage of Scripture, especially right now because of what's going on. But we're going to go ahead and read it. The 19th Psalm, Mark, the 19th Psalm. And what I'd like to do, Psalm 19, and I'd like for you to read the first 7 verses, and then I'll read 8 through 14. How's that?
Okay. Psalm 19, right?
Yes.
1-9, Psalm.
Yes.
Okay. Psalm 19, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. Verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Verse 2, day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. Verse 3, there is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Verse 4, their line is gone out all through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, S-U-N. Verse 5, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. Verse 6, his going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Verse 7, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
Well, I want to, and by the way, John, if you have any comments, feel free to call in and make those comments as well. And if any of our Facebook friends want to make any comments, feel free to do so as well as we go through this. I want to welcome Aslip Kalem as well. Okay. Now, I want to make some comments on this. He started out, the heavens declare the glory of God. It's interesting because how do the heavens declare the glory of God is the question. Well, we can go out. I live out in the country, and anyone that lives in the country, they will tell you that if you go out on a real clear night and you look up into the heavens, you see the glory of God demonstrated in all the stars. They're so bright that you can almost touch them. Okay? And also it says the firmament showeth his handiwork. Now the firmament is the waters above the heaven, above the clouds. Okay? That's why we have a blue sky. A lot of people don't know, but there's water up there. Okay? And then it goes on. And it says, day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. Now, I really look at that and I say, what does that mean? Well, what it means is that you don't have to have a particular vernacular tongue. Okay, you don't have to speak English or Spanish or French or Portuguese or any type of text. You know, you could, in other words, the stars and the moon and the sun, Romans 1 says that you can look at creation and see his eternal Godhead.
There you go. I was just going to bring that up. Yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to read that. It's Romans chapter 1, verses 19 and 20.
Good,
because
go ahead.
Yes, Romans chapter 1, verse 19, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it unto them. Verse 20, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, like the stars in the firmament, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Romans chapter 1, verse 19 and 20.
Very good. Very good. I'm glad you brought that up. Now, verse 3, where he says there's no speech in the language, for their voice is not heard. In other words, it doesn't matter geographically where you live on the face of the earth.
Right.
You see the same glory of the moon and the stars and the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It says their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun. You know, it's interesting because oftentimes there's parallel meanings within passages. In other words, we see the S-U-N, but we also know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he is the bridegroom of his bride, the church. Okay.
Yes.
Well, here we have a parallel. Here we have a parallel. Yes, he has set a tabernacle for the Son, and it says, which is the bridegroom coming out of his chamber. I think every morning when we get up and we see the sunrise. Okay. And by the way, why do you think people call it the sunrise? Okay. Why don't they say the earth rise? Okay. I mean, the earth is what they see as moving, but they call it the sunrise. Okay, the sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we get up in the morning and we see the sunrise, it is as this bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices the strong man to run race. That sun's going to be with us all day, and at high noon, it's going to be the brightest and the most warm at noon. Okay?
Yep.
And it says his going forth is from the end of the heaven and his circuit to the ends of it. So that, by him saying that the sun has a circuit, that means that the sun is circling the earth, not the other way around. Okay? Yes, the sun is circling the earth. And a lot of people say, oh, I'm not into that heliocentrism, geocentrism model and so on. That's okay if you want to believe that false science, but the fact is all of those prior Copernicus, Newton, believed in the geocentric model. I want to get off the subject, but anyway, here we find that the sun is circling the earth. There's nothing heat from the heat thereof. And now we make a big shift, because now we see he's talked the first seven verses, he's talked about the physical demonstration of God's creation. And now he's going to talk about the spiritual implications of God's redemption. Okay? He goes and he says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Mark, do you have a comment on that verse?
Oh, yeah, making wise the simple, the foolish ones, the ones that appear foolish to this world, I believe is what that is referring to. And this world probably, it's a safe assumption that this world probably considers us to be foolish. And so the Lord has made us wise in his ways, hopefully. And so I'm pretty sure that the world considers us to be the foolish ones, because we believe in what they would say is a fairy tale.
Yes. Yeah, I have a feeling that you're right on target, because in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, it says that the foolishness of God is wiser than man. Okay?
Yeah.
And it also says he's taken the foolish things to confound the wise.
Right. Okay? Right.
So here we find that, you know, there's another saying that God's law is a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ.
Right, right.
God's law shows us our inability to keep it. Okay?
Right.
And God's law also shows us our own human depravity and our need of a Savior. Okay?
That's right.
One of the purposes of his law. Verse 8.
That's right.
The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. You know, we can never have spiritual sight or spiritual hearing if the Lord does the spiritual eyesight and spiritual hearing. Okay? The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. You know, there's a scripture in Romans 9 that says, hath not the potter power over the clay to make one lump unto honor and one unto dishonor? And then after going through there, it asks a question. It says, is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid.
That's right.
God is perfectly holy and just and righteous in anything that he does, because he is God. Okay? And
amen.
So a lot of people want to start arguing with God. They might say, well, that's not fair. I've had a lot of people say, Mark, they've told me, if that is true, I would never serve that kind of God. Well, whether you serve him or whether you don't serve him doesn't change his nature or his attributes.
That's right. I wanted to, I have another verse that I thought of that relates to that verse 7 about how they think that we're foolish because we believe in God. I was thinking of that other scripture, the preaching of the cross to them that are perishing is foolishness.
That's right. That's right. That's a real good. That's a real good scripture. You're right.
Yeah.
That's very well placed. Thank you, brother, for that. That's good. That's very
welcome.
Good.
You're welcome. Okay. Verse so that was.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That was verse 9 that we were on, right?
Yes. Yes. And now we're ready to go to verse 10. More to be desired are they, speaking of the judgments of the Lord, more to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. You know, there's a lot of people in what I call the sloppy grace, okay, that I call it sloppy grace. In other words, they think you can live in any way you want to. You can
go out, adultery,
you can fornicate your brains out, you can steal, you can cheat on your wife, all this stuff. And if you just say, I have the grace of God, no, that's not grace, okay?
Right.
Because here's what we're told about true grace. It says, moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them is great reward. You know, when we love the precepts of God, if you ever wanted to do a study on the statutes and testimonies and precepts of God, just read the longest psalm in the Psalms. It's 119. Almost every verse has to do with the testimonies, the statutes, and the Word of God. Okay? Do you have any comments on that so far, Mark?
Oh, we're doing good. Let's keep going. Yes.
Okay. Hey, I'm looking at Kevin that's yet to join us. I don't know. Maybe he's having problems getting in. He had some problems last time getting in on the program, and so far no one else is having problems, so I don't know what the issue is. Okay, we're going to go on. Verse 12, who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. You know, that reminds me, those who think that they've reached perfection don't understand they don't understand perfection. They don't understand the perfect righteousness of Christ, okay? We commit sins on a daily basis that we don't even know we're committing. That's called the sins of omission, okay? And so that's what he's talking about here. Keep me from secret faults. You know, one that says, well, I think that God has got me to a point where, you know, I'm living above sin. You know, that's our goal. It's our aim. And we should strive to live according to his commandments. But also in another place, scripture tells us if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and the truth is not in us.
That's right.
Go ahead, Mark.
I do wrong things every day that I know I shouldn't be doing.
That's right. That's right. And the key is how we respond once we do those things. If we're elect, we will repent and turn from them eventually, you know. What is the next verse is the prayer. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be right, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Now, I've often thought about this. We know the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit as revealed by Jesus Christ is actually making Christ to be of the devil. Okay?
Right.
In other words, trying to make God a replicate of Lucifer and blaspheming his Holy Spirit, okay? Well, here we find that just the distinction to that, okay, the contrast to that is that we should be praying daily that the Holy Spirit would keep us from presumptuous sin, that they will not have dominion over us. That should be our prayer. You know, and
that we will.
Go ahead.
What was the last part on that? That we will not.
That they will not have dominion over us. Okay.
Right. Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Good. Very good.
Okay, the 14th verse is one of that is often quoted and often used in different hymns. I love this verse. I don't think you can ever quote this verse enough. It says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Notice, he doesn't say, let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in everybody else's sight. Okay?
Right.
Everybody else may reject you. Everybody else may take flight. Everybody else may bring false allegations against you. Everybody else may, try to bring you down. But our prayer should be, the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. We're not looking for man's acceptance. I had a lady tell me one time in regards to her son, she said, you know, everybody loves him. Everybody loves my son. Well, there's a problem with that. If everybody loves you, look out, right? If everybody likes you, there's probably something wrong. If you're on a popularity scale, almost every day I have probably 7 to 8 friends leave Facebook. And then I replace them every day with 7 or 8 new friends. And then tomorrow morning when I get up, there'll be 7 or 8 leave, and I'll replace those with 7 or 8 new friends. You know, because people don't like to hear the word of God. Okay?
Right.
They are offended by it, and so on. So, anyway, the focus of this whole psalm, really, in a nutshell, is I had an English teacher tell me one time, if you read the first paragraph and the last paragraph of a book, it'll kind of give you, if you're reading a good, after a fairly good author, you'll have a pretty good idea what the author taught in the book. Well, here, let's do this. We're going to read the verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. And then the last, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So in a nutshell, understand that God is the creator. And because he is the creator, we are responsible to him in regards to what we say, what we do, how we act, everything.
Mm-hmm.
We have a responsibility to our creator and our redeemer. Okay, now I'm gonna turn the mic over to Mark for a few minutes, and I'm also want to open up Ashcock. Ashcock has messaged me, and I'm gonna try to find that message if I could. You guys bear with me because I'm not real good at finding these messages. But Mark, go ahead and give your thoughts about this 19th psalm.
Okay. Well, that first verse relates to the 19 and 20 in Romans chapter 1, and verse 2 is continuing, you know, day unto day utter speech, and night unto night shows knowledge. So it's you know, going into detail on that, of those two verses in Romans where it says the creation reveals that God exists. I heard R.C. Paul speak about that one time, and he said something like that you can't look at the creation and not know that God exists, or something like that, he said.
Yeah, that's good.
So when we look at the beauty of the natural world, it speaks to the reality of the existence of God.
Amen. Amen. Very well put. In other
Thank
words,
you, brother.
In other words, what you're saying is if somebody claims they're an atheist, they can't be an atheist because they are without excuse because they can look at creation and see the eternal Godhead. Okay?
Yep.
They could say, well, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. Well, they can, if they look out their front door, they can see creation, and they're without excuse, according to the scripture. Now, I also want to let everyone know we've had four more people. We've had four more people join us on Facebook: Victoria Winter, Sam Davis, Lee Rogers, and Billy Mix. And we want to welcome you aboard. We're talking tonight and doing an exposition of the 19th chapter of Psalms. So we
welcome you.
Yes, thank you. And I'm still looking for and David Alvord also. I'm still looking for the comment. By the one person that I can't find the comment on. So, you guys, I'm not real good at this yet. As if Kalen, I appreciate your beautiful comment and your thoughts. And Rosemary, I appreciate the fact that you let me know what was going on. Hopefully, that sermon audio link will help you. As if Kalen. I appreciate your beautiful comment. Aslip is from Pakistan. And Aslip, I want you to know that I've talked to three other brothers from Pakistan. And I also talked to I emailed another brother tonight from Pakistan, Aslip. And we're really developing a strong relationship. I had two brothers from Pakistan call me yesterday while they were on the road in their van, and we did a video conference together. So that was a beautiful thing. Also, I know that there's a lot of spiritual warfare going on in Pakistan right now, brother. I'm aware of that. I know that you almost have to operate underground or you're going to be facing persecution. And
I want to
go ahead.
I want to say something to all of our listeners. Thank you for being with us. God bless each and every one of you. You could be doing any other thing at this time, but you chose, according to the leading of the Holy Spirit, to be with us on this call tonight. God bless each and every one of you. May God continue to shower you with his abundant grace, is my prayer at this time, in Christ's name. Amen.
Very, very beautiful. Very beautiful. Yes, we need to build one another up in the faith. I want to thank, there's been 9 comments made. I've tried to download all those comments. Let me just take a quick peek and see. No, I can't. For some reason, it's not allowing me to see those.
You mentioned how the atheists look out their front door.
Right.
How can and they see the creation of God and they cannot. The atheist, in his foolishness, attempts to deny reality of the creation of God.
Yes.
And they are in an untenable position because
That's right.
their eyes. Show them that an observable external reality exists, and they don't have an answer in their very dark worldview. They don't have an answer to account for the fact of the external reality that they see with their eyeballs. They don't have an answer.
Very good point. Very good
and
point.
So they,
I want to also say congratulations, Andrew Brown, because Andrew usually joins us on TalkShoe, and he wanted to be a part, be able to see the video, and he was able to get on Facebook tonight, and he is now on Facebook. And I just got an email from him, and he said he was happy that he was able to get on Facebook and be a part of it. So I'm waving at you, Andrew. I've never met Andrew in person, I talked with him on the phone. He's from Wichita, Kansas. That's where my sister lives. And
wow.
Anyway, we were really glad to have join us on Facebook tonight. You know, what I'd like to do now is I'd like to, with Mark, with your permission and your help,
sure.
I'd like to do a full circle. Rather than continue in Psalm 19, let's go to Psalm 91. 91 is another beautiful psalm that it's almost a parallel psalm in a way because
okay.
it has so many great things to say to us. And again,
okay.
it's only 16 verses. So what I'd like
yep.
for you to do is I would like for you to do the first 8 verses, and then I'll take the last 8 verses, and then we'll conclude the program with that, because by then it'll probably be about 7 o'clock. I think this will be a blessing to everyone. Go ahead, Mark.
Sounds great. Okay, Psalm 91, verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Verse 3, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Verse 4, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Verse 5, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Verse 6, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Verse 7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Verse 8, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked.
Well, go ahead, Mark. Make any comments that you, while you're thinking about your comments, I want to also welcome Billy Meeks. Now, Billy has made a profound statement here. I want to share this with our audience.
Sure.
And I totally agree with what you're saying, Billy. He says many sheep desire to speak with other like-minded believers daily like this. We are scattered
yes.
about. We are scattered about as God directs. I text regularly with my pastor, Ken Weimer. That's a beautiful thing, Kent, that you have that kind of relationship with your pastor, Billy. And you're so right. We do need each other. We need to edify. Now, I also received a message on Facebook from Andrew Brown. I want to give that to all of our friends. Andrew says, "Welcome, brothers and sisters in Christ. Bless you all, Andrew Brown." Wichita, Kansas. So that's a beautiful thing. So go ahead and make your comments on these first 7 verses. I may jump in if I have anything to add. Go ahead, Mark.
Okay. What I see in all of these verses, it's the providence of the Lord protects his own people. Disaster may come right up to us, and then it will stop. Because the Lord says, you can go this far to my elect, and then you have to stop. I see that in every one of these verses. Verse 4, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. Verse 5, thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, or the arrow that flies by day. Verse 6, or the pestilence that walks in darkness, or the destruction at noonday. Verse 7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. God knows his own, and yes, the disaster may come very close, but it will always stop, because the Lord says you can go this far and then no more, like the waves of the ocean go to the shore and then they stop, and then they don't completely cover the beach.
Well, that's a good point. You know, case in point is Job. You know, the devil could only go so far with Job. God would not let the devil take Job's life. Job wanted to kill him. But
yeah.
God would not allow him to do so. That's a good point. I've had
to kill him.
Many times in my own personal experience, and I'm sure you have, Mark, where we've gone through major challenges, you know. A lot of people know about my own situation with my state, my lawsuit against the state of Missouri for refusing to place children with homosexuals. And it was a five-year battle, and there were many very low moments during those 5 years, but God was still victorious. God still won the victory.
Amen.
And I agree with your synopsis of these first seven verses. Some of the things that stand out to me is that notice that when we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, what is the secret place? We don't have to go to public worship to have communion with God. We don't have to go to a brick and mortar building. You know, in heaven, there's not even going to be a temple, okay? Jesus Christ is going to be the light thereof. There's not going to be any sunlight because Christ is going to light all of the New Jerusalem, okay? So we find here that we don't have to be in a organized setting, as it were. If we're in the Most High, guess what? We're going to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Also, notice the word surely. I always like it when there's a word surely. In verse 3, it says, surely he should deliver thee from the snare of the fowler.
Yep.
This is talking about Christ's deliverance from Satan, from the snare of the fowler. That's what it's talking about. And then also it talks about that in verse 7, it's a remarkable, and I can, you know, this is quite a statement. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not be. If that doesn't speak of God's favor, if that doesn't speak of God's remnant or his election, I don't know what does, okay?
Right.
Now, I'm going to read the last verses 8 through 16. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. How many times have we seen that? There's another scripture that says, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Okay?
Yes.
But we have often seen the reward of the wicked, haven't we?
Right.
I've seen that firsthand. The very supervisor, okay, that mocked and bragged about that we should place a little child in a pedophile conference, ended up him and his significant other dying of AIDS. Okay, that's the reward of the wicked. Okay, and he goes on and he says, as thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon, that Satan, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because, not because of anything we have done, but notice here, has nothing to do with us, because he has set love upon me. You know, this is a gift. There's a scripture that says that we have obtained salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Obtained it. Okay, we've obtained it. And anyway, it says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. What a beautiful, comforting passage of scripture for the believer. What do you think,
Very
Mark?
Much so.
Yes. Yes.
Very good.
Yeah. Well, folks, I really enjoyed all of our guests tonight. Again, each one of you, Sam and Lee and Billy and Andrew, and it's just been a joy. Albert, Asif, Kalem, Asif, Kalem, Mwangi, Elijah, Albert Akarski, and if I miss anyone, I'm sorry, because I just can't access all of these people. Rosemary, David Albert, Kevin, Caleb, and Leon. I just want to thank all of you, as well as the people over on the other platform and TalkShoe that have joined us. Guest 2, guest 5, and guest 7 that were with us, as well as John from Toronto, Canada. So we've had a real good group with us tonight. And we just pray that the good Lord will bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you, and
yes, be
merciful unto you. And that's our prayer. I know that's Mark's prayer as well.
Yeah, we just
want to invite you, if you can, to join us Saturday night on our video call, where we can actually meet and greet each other. Billy Meeks, that would be a chance for you to actually talk with us face-to-face. So it's impossible for me to talk to all 5,000 of our friends on Facebook, but we can do it 25 at a time. How's that? So, well, Mark, I want to give you the last word to say anything, and also I've opened up the mic to anyone else that's on TalkShoe that has any comments. Go ahead, Mark. Any final comments?
Well, I just want to say what an honor it is to be your co-laborer in the harvest field of the Lord again tonight. And I just ask the Lord's blessings upon each and every one of our listeners on Facebook and TalkShoe. My prayer is that God would shelter you in the wings of his providence and provide for your every spiritual and physical need, and bring
Amen.
You through life into his kingdom to spend eternity all together with Christ in his glory.
Amen. And I, like I said this morning, folks, the guys that were on our morning breakfast time devotional, we may never meet on this earth, but I pray that God will bring us together in the courts of heaven. So with that, I want to thank Mark for being my co-host and my, he's been such a joy to work with. Mark, I really enjoyed your company here. You've been such an encouragement, and I want to thank you. And I'm looking forward to Sunday night. Mark is going to be with us again. And I'll let you know what kind of is on my mind. I usually try not to plan way ahead on these things. I kind of let the Spirit lead as he directs. But with that, I'm going to go ahead. I have to close out the TalkShoe call first. So I'm going to close that out. And, Mark, I appreciate you being with us tonight. And we look forward to seeing you Saturday night, Mark, okay?
God bless everyone, and good night.
Good night.